10 o'clock hour. Good morning, Lagos, and what's up, Lagos?
We had to bring energy this morning. We have to shout it.
Because we're doing this because, you see, we have to wake people up. Some people
anxiety.
Some people are just driving, like, going to work like zombies. We need to wake you up. Wake up. You know when you're almost late for school and your mom comes to wake you up? Sometimes she just sprinkles water. You just jump. That's what we're doing. Good morning, Lagos. It's the nation's number one talk, news, and sports radio station. You can never get anything better than this. 99.3 Nigeria Info, Lagos. It's What's Up, Lagos. I'm Mariana, the girl that brings all the ginger to your morning.
Absolutely.
And I never do this alone because I have in the studio with me the fanciest of them all, mm-hmm. Fancy Nancy.
What's up, Lagos?
And of course, my pink Barbie. She is like a Barbie. Like, you need to see her. She's like a tiny Barbie. Feta for the
Chop Lagos!
Pink Barbie.
Ginger. Okay. All right, Lagos, what's popping? It's 10 minutes gone past the hour of 10 o'clock. And we promise from now till 11 o'clock, when we'll be bowing out of the studio, that we'll bring you nothing, absolutely nothing but fun. Guys, do we make a pact to do that?
Yes, absolute
nothing
fun.
But that.
Woo! Absolute fun.
And so we start with the touch and, of course, the feel of Lagos. We try to feel Lagos from you because you know what? You are eyes and ears, and of course, you are spread across the length and breadth of the city. And so we try to get through you to see what's happening around Lagos. So when you call us this morning, we need that energy. See, mm-hmm. I just said this morning that come ready. Don't come and say, oh, Lagos, we will send you home.
Exactly.
So before we open the door to this show, we say,
What's up, Lagos?
With energy, like, come from your within,
from
you know,
your, from your inside.
Yes, we want your insides to be screaming, "What's up, Lagos?" with us this morning. So, as we start the conversation, find out what's happening in Lagos. I have a little something that I've been tinkering. I like that word,
tinkering. Yeah, it's been tinkering about.
I mostly have been talking to myself about it because I've seen a lot of people get into relationships or suffer from friendships that have drained them. And I always wonder to myself that, is there not a possibility for us to be able to draw a line between stupidity and selflessness? Because you see, sometimes you're helping because you want to help. You want to be there for the person. You see that the person in your head, you see that the person is unable to achieve a certain level of, I don't know, it could be education, leaving, whatever it is.
The person said, "I need help."
The person needs help, you understand? But you just notice that the person keeps coming back. So no matter how much money you pump into the person, they still come back.
For more.
To, you know, so you seem to be the, in my place, they'll say tatabonko. So you mean you're like their alpha and their omega. Like you're the, they draw from you. They can't do without
your source,
you.
Yeah.
So at what point can you draw or should you draw the line between being of help, being helpful, supportive, showing love, and where do you draw the line between that and you becoming a fool because you're being used? Where do you draw the line? Because that's the important question that everybody should be asking right now. I'm sure that people who are listening to me are driving to work, you're in your business place, wherever you're listening to me from, you're also thinking, because there are people who take advantage of your sweetness, your niceties. People who know that, I've heard somebody say, "I know, say if I just call this my uncle, now he go give me money." So you wonder to yourself, at what point have you become the MAGA or the MUGU?
People that suffer that are people that their love language is actually acts of service. They love to give, they love to help, they love to be there.
Yeah.
You know, and it's also difficult for them to withdraw themselves.
Yeah.
Because this is who they are. That's their core, to help people, to be generous, to be kind, to be empathetic. You know, so it's also difficult for them to even realize that they are being used. But when they do, it's now bad for other people that really do need the help when they come to them, because at that point, they've realized that they were being used.
But that's when you realize that you're being
used. Exactly.
What about those who have not come to the realization that they're being used? What about those who think that, you know what, this person is my family? They even fight you when you're trying to say, look, you're being used. This person is taking advantage of you. Your family members are taking advantage of you. Your friends are taking advantage of you. Mm-hmm. They always want you to pay because they know you like to pay. Your friends are always pushing you to do this because they know that you would always offer yourself to do this. And sometimes it happens in relationships mm-hmm. where wives use their husbands because they know that they love them.
No, those wives are bad wives.
But they're and if they don't do it, there's gaslighting.
But don't let people change you, Marianne.
And this vice versa.
Don't let people make you who you are.
Husbands gaslight their wives because they're no longer doing the things that they used to do. Mm-hmm. As a result, you know, I just remember something my friend said, that that person you like ping pong. No, but sincerely, your wife probably does this because, like you said, it's her love language, yeah. acts of service. She yeah. just loves to do stuff. Mm-hmm. So you take advantage of it yeah. and say, I'm not dropping money. She'll use her money. She always uses her money. Mm-hmm. What about you doing something nice for her for a change?
For a change, yes.
So I'm asking a question this morning. Lagos, join the conversation. I don't want to dampen the morning. So join us. We're asking, where do you draw the line between stupidity and selflessness? That's the conversation this morning.
Yeah, you're about to break tables this morning because
yes.
people are beginning to realize that, they are going to start realizing mm-hmm. rather that, hey, it like say this girl, they use me or... Yeah.
Uncle, we have brought the message of high opening to you. Let these girls drop right now.
You're not a table breaker, but you're breaking table this morning.
It doesn't look like you're already defining the whole thing when you say that. When do you draw the line between stupidity and selflessness?
Yes,
because
right,
you're already
though.
Saying like the person is stupid for always...
No, that's not what she's saying. That's not what she's
saying. So, again, I also use the word taking advantage of.
Exactly.
Using
maybe
a person.
Maybe taking advantage of not stupidity
but then there's borderline stupidity.
Like, oh, yes.
There's borderline stupidity, honey. Mm-hmm. There is.
When you keep giving.
When everybody around you sees through what that person yeah. is.
What if you have a reason for doing that? What if it's like a mantra, something you live by, something's like maybe like a legacy you want to leave behind?
So you think that, let's say for example, Steve Jobs, rest his soul, wants to give off all his money and he like, because this is his thing, I want to give my money mm-hmm. just like the Microsoft guy who just recently said he's giving all his wealth away. You think he's going to just give it to some person to just keep fleecing him? No, he wants to know what you're going to do with it. He wants to see the plowback profit. He wants to see, you know, your plan, your long-term plan.
Absolutely.
He's not stupid. But then there are people who are, unfortunately, borderline stupid. And I'm not in any way trying to insult anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see through a person, or other people see through this person, but you're the only person who sticks and says, oh, it's just my friend, it's just my little brother. There's nothing I can do. Who else will look after?
There's this thing that they say, do not let your good be ill-spoken of.
Mm-hmm. Well, let very good not turn to very bad.
I'm telling you.
Bad,
yeah.
Right.
But
it's
also,
actually a very thin line.
Don't change who you are. Don't let people make you a bad
person.
Yeah. Don't let people make you a bad person. They also have some sense in your giving.
But we're also not saying that you should be mean. Don't help people because you think that people will take advantage of you.
Yeah.
Help people, but help with sense.
Wait, I think
this is what we're asking.
That's a new catchline. Help with sense.
Please go ahead.
I saw the first time talking about stupidity and giving. Somebody's dragging me around on WhatsApp.
What?
Yes.
What?
I've been promising to give
5K. I've given you. It's you that has not done your job.
Say you didn't announce winner. The person is not.
Well,
happy.
Because sometimes what happens is that we don't get the names of the winners, but I promise you before the week is over, we will announce the winners. And if it's not announced on my show, it could be announced on Hard Facts, it could be announced on any other show or on the sports show. But please, I love you. That's all I have to give today. Only love.
Only love.
Take it and I give it to my full chest.
She's a giving person. She gives.
Join the conversation 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, call 01-4657-190. And you can tweet at Nigeria Info 99.3. And you can also send us a message on WhatsApp, just like that brother who's dragging me. I refuse to be dragged. All right. Join the conversation. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
This is Big Ben online. I'm calling presently on Thornmillan Bridge.
All right, what's your passcode, sir? You see, I promised that we will not open the door.
I always draw the line when I feel like that.
It's WhatsApp Lagos, baby. That's the passcode to the show.
We won't open the door.
What's up, Lagos?
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's the first thing you say, sir.
Coming.
Go ahead.
Sorry. I'm actually driving.
All right.
So I always draw the line between stupidity and always being a nice guy every time. Once I discover that this person, the first time you come, you have actually a genuine problem, I can give you money or try to help out. But you come the second time, I can still, you know, give you, you know, the attention. But when I discover that you yourself, you are not doing anything to come out of the problem you are creating for yourself, or you are entering yourself. So I would just have to draw the line. So we keep just posting each other. So I can't be stupid giving money out at every point in time.
Right.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot for calling. Don't forget, you got 60 seconds to make your points and put it across. We want to find out from you, where do you draw the line between stupidity, being used, being a mugu or a maga, and being a selfless person? There's nothing not to love about being a selfless person.
Absolutely.
I love it. I love that you can give all of yourself.
But and the feeling you get after you do that, too.
It's so fulfilling. Mm-hmm. But how do you not also become too selfless that you're being taken advantage of?
Yeah.
Because it's great to give. It's great to be supportive. It's great to want the best for people. But how do you also watch so that you're not taken advantage of? Some people say, I'm in love with this girl. You cannot tell me anything. This girl, I die here.
I die for her. I'll die for
And
you.
So it's difficult for you to see through. I'll tell you, I saw on Facebook a video of an old movie by Nkemowo. He acted with, I've forgotten. The movie was called Long John. He fell in love with a young girl in the village. He even stole his wife's clothes and shoes and gave it to the girl. That's borderline stupidity. But he couldn't see through the fact that the girl was playing him until he sold everything and gave the girl money. Then it dawned on him that
he was played for full.
Well, we want to share your thoughts this morning. Join the conversation and don't forget to give us the feel of Lagos, the part of Lagos that you're in. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
Turn off your radio, please.
Sorry, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Anthony.
No. What's the passcode? What's the passcode?
Hello?
What's the passcode? Quickly, quickly, we don't have time.
I said I'm calling from Lagos.
What's the passcode? Hey, we will not let you talk.
It's What's Up Lagos. Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Thank you.
What's up, Lagos?
Uh-huh. Go ahead. Your 60 seconds is going, Oga.
Sum us up.
Okay, I will start talking. All I want to say is that concerning stupidity and be obedient to what you are giving. You see,
we're not talking about that. I'm sorry, you got the wrong show. Sorry, call us back when you get what we're talking about. Hello, What's Up Lagos? Join the conversation. We'd like to hear from you. Hello, What's Up Lagos?
Hello.
Yes, what's the passcode?
What's Up Lagos?
Thank you. The first person to give us energy.
Yeah. Come on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. This is Gabriel.
Hi, Gabriel.
Hi, Gabriel.
Yeah. Well, concerning what the question you asked this morning, it is not out of place for somebody to do something for someone.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe for somebody, maybe for your partner, maybe for your friend. But it is very important that you do them with your senses.
Mm-hmm.
When you realize that somebody is taking advantage of you, then you know when to put the brakes. No, because a lot of people hide under the pretense that, I like you, I love you, and they continue to demand. And if you are not with your senses, they will demand until they take everything off you.
Away.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
My sister, you know it now, especially, it's not limited to one sex.
Yes.
Yeah, because the men can do it to women.
Absolutely.
And
it's
vice versa. Women are in love.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When women are in love, they are always blindly in love.
Yes. Same thing for, I think, both sexes. But thank you very much for calling.
Yeah.
You see, we make it look like it's just the men that fall in love, deeply in love.
Women,
have you seen a woman fall mugu?
Have you heard that thing that when a woman is in love, a new mumu is born? No, it's actually...
I refuse that.
There's a quote.
I refuse it.
Marianne, you and I know it's true.
It's not really about love.
You and who?
You and I know it's true.
I've never been in love. I don't know what you're talking about.
Marianne.
Excuse you? I love Jesus. I love my parents. I love my family.
Did you guys have a conversation without me? Because now I feel like...
No! How can she say she's never been in love? I know she has.
Please, I'm playing, in case I was in love with you, I did not know.
Hey.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, we lost that call. Sorry about that. Call us back if you can. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Turn off your radio, please. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Just alive. Good morning.
Yes, so you can be a careful giver. You can be selfless in giving.
Mm.
But the point is, me, I will keep a tab on you. I will ask some questions, some certain questions. And that, I will read in between the lines. That will make me know whether you are very serious with what I'm doing.
I'm curious to ask how in between the lines you're going to read. I'm curious to know.
Yes, if you keep coming back, and the first time, you say, I have a friend. He keep coming to me, and at a point, I asked him, what are you doing about your job, looking for a job? He said that he has a job that is not permanent. And he asked about 3 or 4 chickens. And at a point, I told him, look, you can't be coming to me all the time for money. So I stopped it, as simple as that.
Well, that's you. You seem to be a smart guy, yes.
I think he's speaking from experience.
But what about those who love deeply? And, I mean, especially if it's someone in the family or someone you love, mm-hmm. or someone you love's sibling, you know, it's very difficult to...
Exactly.
Yeah,
when it's family. When it's family.
Relationships only. Yeah. Yeah, family also.
When
yeah.
it's family, it's very tough. Especially if it's your sister and that your sister that you
or
love.
Or your younger brother that you love very much. Like your eyes.
It's tough.
And your brother keeps coming. Where do you draw the line?
Because, again, there's that... it's not blackmail, but it's just that
It's
thing.
Blackmail.
It's not blackmail.
It's blackmail. When they blackmail you to empty your entire purse.
We have to go on a break, but I want to come back and oppose emotion. It's still What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back after this break. Absolutely on fire.
Absolutely.
33 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Still, What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. I am Mary Anna Cole. And Fancy Nancy still here in the studio.
Hola, Lagos.
Yes, and we are talking about the thin line between stupidity, being used, being somebody's mugu or maga.
Maga.
And being selfless.
The maga scares me.
But it's the truth. How can you tell that you're not being used, that you're not being taken advantage of? Because a lot of people take advantage of nice people. And that's why some people say nice people sell ice cream.
Yeah, they do.
Nice guys sell ice cream. But there's a message on WhatsApp. Let's quickly take that message. Then we'll go back to the phone lines. Don't forget, you can join the conversation 0700-993-993-993. Or better still, you could join. If you are a lady, call 01-465-7190. Or you can be part of the conversation on Twitter at Nigeria Info 99.3. And you can send us a message on WhatsApp. Let's go.
All right. This is Dampi from Igando. She says, hi, Marianne and ladies. Nice topic. As for me, I'm a giver and it's part of my life. I have dated girls. I buy gifts and I give money, but they never bought me anything. Not even a handkerchief.
Nothing?
Yeah. Ever since I vowed not to give any woman a dime again. They hurt him real bad.
It's like my husband is going to have a lottery. He's going to win a lottery.
Amen.
I used to see, I buy. I like it. I see it. I buy it.
Yes. This is another person again. He says, I'm Big Dan from Igando. All right. Gracious day to you all. I beg, it's good to give when you have, but when you don't have, you can't give. I give because it's a blessing, and I'm being blessed whenever I give. Okay. It's good to make people happy by giving to those who don't have. God will bless the giver.
Okay, Big Dan, I hope you don't misunderstand or misconstrue mm-hmm. the conversation this morning. We're not necessarily saying that you should not give. We're saying, how can you tell that you're not being taken advantage of?
Yeah.
Because to give is a blessed something.
Same.
And to receive is not as a blessed something as to give.
So you should not give everything that you already have. You're not being begging on the road.
So what I mean here is that give, but then don't give stupidly.
Yes.
Don't allow a person always come to you and open your tap and say, because it's free.
Let it flow.
I'm guessing that if I'm helping feta to grow in whatever business that she's doing. I want to see that business grow. I want her, she might not necessarily have to report to me every day that, oh, I made this money. I just want you to grow. I flourish. So she comes to me and says, I want to start a business. And I say, okay, well, I have just 200K. Can you use it? Whatever you can do with it.
Mm-hmm.
If she comes back to me again and says, I need another 200K, I give her another 200.
It's not even that much.
What are you doing, ma?
Marianne, I feel like if you even give Feta a 200,000 naira to start a business and you see her lifestyle, you know, sometimes people can try something, it doesn't work, and they have genuine reason why things did not go the way it went. But absolutely, you can see that this person is not resilient, this person is not diligent, this person is a spendthrift. He's always just doing things, and you're coming back for another money. You can't be stupidly giving, because you're even destroying the person's life by giving. Let me give you another angle.
What if I'm very diligent and judicious in front of you, but behind you, I'm the big Lagos girl?
No, but you, there's no way you would
not know. What are you saying?
Big lie.
You can actually know.
There are double standards everywhere. There are people who live double lives. Are you kidding?
Ladies, somebody's giving us a song on WhatsApp. The person says, his name is Splendid. And he says, remember this song?
Gentility or stupidity.
Oh, that's right.
Splendid, thank you so much. No, but it is. I talk about this mostly because of the relationships we have with people. Whether it be friendships, whether it be love relationships, whether it be marriage relationships, whether it be family. You know, because I said when we come back from break, I was going to continue where I stopped with you, Fancy Nancy.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily about blackmail. Your family member might not be blackmailing, your best friend might not be blackmailing you. But you, there's that guilty conscience that crops up.
Guilt trip, yeah.
So on your own, you have a guilty conscience because you have the money, but in your mind you're saying, I can't keep giving this person. I want this person to grow. When will you grow?
Be a man of yourself.
And then on the other side, there are also family members who gaslight you. So they guilt trip you to say, hey, you'll be using your money to help other people. I don't know. Are you using your money to carry guys in this Lagos? Hey, when it's babes, you give them. But your own brother, yeah.
Child.
Your sister, yeah. Does this person not have a life?
Show them tough love.
My mind is taking me somewhere else.
Tough love.
All the firstborns in this world.
Hey,
We're doing well. Shout out to me, baby.
No, for me, I don't even cook without stress. You know, as a firstborn, my stress is not plenty like that.
No, her stress is minimal.
One sibling, it's a bad
minimal.
Boy. You know, it's a hot baby boy.
It's a bad
you know,
boy.
So I don't have to. No, it's not. It's a kaba boy, now it's a hot boy.
It's a hot boy.
They're always very cute, though.
You don't need to give me stress.
Feta is saying they are cute.
First of all, my brother is your girlfriend. Don't want you.
No, I didn't.
You know that kaba men like
in the relationship.
Kaba men like people like me. They like people like me.
Kaba men do like people.
That's
like
why
that.
Nancy is a Calabar wife.
So what do you
see? You'll find love elsewhere.
This is you campaigning for your brother's girlfriend, and that's okay.
She's lucky by chance like this. Just got her helper.
Marianne, you make a fantastic sister-in-law.
I'm telling you.
I hope so. I hope so, because I'm very protective of my brother. I hope so.
Yeah.
But I think my brother's girlfriend likes me, so we're good.
You're good.
We're good. Yeah.
I was saying something before we came back on air about how there was one time I had
you
this
wanna
friend.
Share.
I want to share.
Baby, share.
So there was this time that I had this friend, and I think that was way back in school.
Mm-hmm.
And because when I was in school, I was a business girl. I was always selling things.
Mogul. Entrepreneur.
You know?
Mogul.
And so
because
I was
a mogul.
I was a mogul. And so because of that, my friends just knew that, Feta is never broke. She always has money.
Investor.
You know? And so they would come to me and be like, maybe we are going to school, and this one is too hot. We need bike fare and everything. I'm like,
because
I don't have.
Your sugar mommy.
No, not like, she's not like they always come to me. Just one of those days when they don't have, like, can you just give me like 15 or 100 naira? I need bike money. But like, I don't have. They'll be like, you, are you ever broke? Check all this, your plenty
bags. Gaslighting.
Yeah, that's gaslighting.
Check all this, your plenty bags. You will see money. And then, if fortunately, they were even the ones that made me realize that if I don't have money, I should just check all my bags. I will see money there.
Mm-hmm.
And they will see. So sometimes also, I feel like, there are times I don't have, I have like just 100 naira in my trolley, and someone just comes, I'm going, I need something. I said, don't worry, take that one. Do you know that some of the time that I give this money out, it's actually my last card.
Aww.
And I will give it because I just feel like I will have another, or somebody will help me out or something. I give my last. So one time, this friend of ours, we noticed that she doesn't like to give you her last anything. And she says, oh, Mo. If it's food, if it's whatever it is, she will always tell you, no, this is my, I can't, you know. So one day we had a conversation, all of us now called her, and we're like, we feel like you should change going forward. Maybe you should try to give more and be more. Yeah,
I like it.
We used to have that conversation.
I like it because you see, no one is an island.
Yeah, because we used to have that conversation. All of us would be like, going forward, what do you think we should improve on? Everybody will talk about everybody. And so we're like, for you, we feel like there's this thing you normally do that's not okay. She's like, no, you can't tell me that. Everybody knows how they survive. I can't give you my last for what?
Oh, but you want to survive on my last.
No, the funny thing is she doesn't know that every time I give my last. So I was like, wow, do you know that there are days that you come to me and then you ask for my last? You don't even know that it's mine. I say, for you to give is because you know how you will get another one.
Whoa.
And I'm like, wow.
Okay, let me
cut
this
short.
Are you still friends?
Of course, yes. She will always be my friend, but I just had to understand her.
That's not your friend,
no.
though.
Fancy, do you know what I
She's a leech.
What I deduced from what happened to me at that day was, do you know that there are people who actually feel like when you give and you give so much, it's because you can afford it or because you have it in abundance?
I don't think so. I think
but that's me.
Giving is even when it hurts.
You know?
Yeah.
But what I actually like deduce from that is, see, at the end of the day, giving is about your motive. So if I change the day that she said, and say, okay, for that reason, every time you come to me, I will be like you. It means she's changed me. She's won. I will keep doing me.
And it changes you. And
but I've learned,
your giving persona.
Yeah, I've learned.
But then you know where to draw the line.
Yeah,
honey.
I know exactly.
Great, great, great.
Yeah.
That's Marianne's point, I think. Being able to draw the line.
But before we go back to the phone lines, I just want to ask a question. For those who are just joining us, it's still WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. And we are asking, where do you draw the line between selflessness and stupidity? Where should the line be drawn? When does it go from being selfless to being used or taken advantage of? Again, do needy people overly use their support systems? Because if you're a support system to a person, whether you're a friend or family, do these needy people overly use us? Again, when do you say enough is enough? It's time to step away and end, you know, being drained and being sucked by
Agreed.
These people. Agreed. Yeah, something they call PhD in sociology. Pull him down factor.
What?
Yeah.
I do not want those people. I do not want those people. But let's go back to the phone line. 0700-993-993-993.
Yeah, that's where you click.
Go. All right. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. It's me, Dan P. from Igondo.
Oh. Dan P.
Yeah,
okay.
He's in
now, what's up? Let's get you on your call.
How you doing? I love your voices.
Aww, thank you.
You're making me.
Okay, I'll see this. I can stop flirting with the women.
Okay. The thing there is that I used to be a girl. You understand?
What happened?
When I was dating, I dated some ladies, you know, and I used to try based on getting phones, get sure I satisfy them, the girls. But I found out that. Come, you don't even try. Make it buy for this.
Akagom.
You don't try. So I realized that the ones I've met, they are both the same. And I stopped. I said, ever since, I would never, ever give a dime to any girl.
Yeah, that's what you said on WhatsApp.
I'm telling you, it's so painful. So I feel that most of them are trying to, like,
thank you very much. It's 60 seconds, so go straight to the point and then we can move on.
I feel like people are giving you another topic to discuss. They're giving us, because I mean, these people are basically talking about relationships giving. So do girls actually don't give gifts? Because
some girls don't.
Yeah, it should be some
it's
girls.
It's a conversation that we'll have another day. But today we're talking about everybody in your life, whatever relationship, whether it's your mother, your father, your uncle, your auntie, your cousin, your brother, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your husband, your wife. It's relationship.
Marianne, anybody.
Even if it's me, please put it on blow, blast.
Marianne, you're asking if you're live on Facebook or you're streaming?
We'll be streaming at 11 a.m. today. Oh, okay. So don't worry, the second conversation, we're breaking all this table.
Chai,
fire is going to burn this studio. That's all.
Tell your neighbors.
Say.
Fire is going to burn which studio?
In a good fire, please. Mr. Sedgwick, are you okay?
White fire.
Let's take a few more calls because we do not have time. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Energy! Cheers to life, my brother. Good morning.
Yeah, my name is AGK Ozeblan. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Hey, AGK, I don't know the same.
Ajay.
Go ahead.
Yes. The problem is for somebody coming to you often and often is because some people give, but they don't give enough. What is the need of helping somebody and the person is still in problem? Just I have a friend, anytime maybe you go to him to give you, I know he can give enough. He has money, but he keep giving you small, but I made up my mind.
Okay, what if that small is giving you is what he can part with at like that you time?
Have, you have a business. And the person can give you up to 1 million, can give you 500,000.
But that's because, but that's because that's what you think. What if that's the amount he can part with? Maybe he has other businesses or other things he needs to do with that money. It's his money. He decides what to do with that money.
It's his money, though.
So I don't think that you can just gauge him from us and say, he can give me 1 million.
I'm more entitlemental.
Uncle Ejike, are you
But you see, this is what I'm saying. He's gaslighting the man. He's saying he has businesses. He can afford to give 1 million. But what if he cannot afford truly? But he will not tell you. Yeah.
Marianne, I think like culturally as Africans, I think we're a bit entitled. We have this entitlement mentality thing going on with us where we believe that somebody is supposed to do it for us. Even as women, we believe that our husbands are supposed to do this for us. They're supposed to do
it. Doesn't make sense.
He's not your daddy though. He's your husband. Like, you should be able to take care of some things for yourself. For you.
Like, who's your daddy? Hey, okay, I'm sorry.
How did we go there?
I'm sorry.
I didn't say Zaddy. I said Daddy. There's a difference, though.
Who's your daddy?
Who's your Zaddy?
Oh, my daddy.
What's going on here?
Let's take the message on WhatsApp.
Anyway, this one, Toby from Akute says, I had a friend in school then. I usually share my money, food, and provisions with her. There was a time I was super broke, had only 150 with me. She asked me what we're going to eat. I told her I was broke. She later saw me using my last card to buy rice without meat. And then started fighting with me that I didn't share the small food with her.
What?
That was when I realized my mumu.
Toby.
Oh my God.
Eku mumu.
Eku mumu. Maria, you're not nice.
I'm telling
but
you.
I like that a couple of people have these eye openers. I'm saying this because I have met many people that the whole crew is saying, we see through this guy. We see through this lady. They're using you.
I think the crux of this.
Y'all are not jealous.
So this is the important part, right? When you realize, when you finally come to that realization that you're being used and you do not draw a line, that's when you are being turbaned in mumu.
You are mumurized.
You become mumurized.
In mumu.
Abubakar.
Whoa. Abubakar said,
I don't know what to say to you in Yoruba, but
Abubakar said, the character of man reflects in his behavior. I like to give without knowing what you have in mind. It's just me. Marianne is not a nice person, so she wouldn't know what he means.
Abubakar, have you tested
Marianne
my niceness?
Is the sweetest
excuse
person.
Me. I want
like,
to make
it clear. No
excuse me.
No joke, though.
Uncle, excuse me.
Someone that is sponsoring my lavish lifestyle.
Excuse me, Abubakar. Have you tasted my niceness? Let me show you niceness, you're confused.
Hey, wait.
It's a promise.
Come on.
Let's take some calls quickly because we have to go.
God.
Hello. We lost that call. Please call us back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Hey.
Yes, our first baby girl of the morning.
Hello. Oh my goodness, really, I'm lucky. Yes. Anyways, mine is with my younger brother. You know these things younger brothers will do. And then they'll say, sister, you know, no, it doesn't call me sister, I don't like it. So he'll be like, Sharon, you don't give me money. I said, okay, how would I give you money when me, at the age I am, I don't have a boyfriend. But you that is 7 years
old. Do you have boyfriend to have money? I don't have boyfriend, I have money.
Listen, you want me to be giving you money, you don't want to be a child. If I tell you to do something, you'll be like, I'm a man.
Very typical of those girls.
Wait, does your brother have a girlfriend?
Of course.
He has a girlfriend and he's like, let's say
you can
20.
Imagine, no?
Yeah.
No, but you can just imagine that kind of thing.
And the thing is, I used to give him and treat him like a younger brother. When I now saw that, he's big.
I think we lost that call. But the truth is, because some brothers are sweet. Some brothers are...
Unsweet,
like unsweetened yogurt. But I mean, I don't think that, you know, we can quantify your ability to give by having a girlfriend or not. I think that you have to be a giver.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. My brother is the most... I think he took all the sweet
the treats. The one that has a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. Don't talk about it.
But man, let me know. I think he took all the great traits that my mom has. Because like Abubakar said, I'm not so nice, but I can be sweet.
I think you're nice.
Does he know you personally?
I think you are.
I don't
nice.
Think, I don't know. I don't know him.
I, okay. not, I
but I'm saying,
I don't think I believe you're nice.
Nancy is just being nice.
I saw that exposing my lavish lifestyle. I will fight for Marianne.
You know what I mean.
For your guest.
No, but sincerely, my brother is nice. He's selfless. When I go through my my red days,
yeah.
he's like the cuddly sweet. Aww. Can I bring you a hot water bag?
He's
you know,
serious.
Wow.
You know, he's
you
nice.
Know, so going
so again, being giving, being a giving person or being a giver, it's not about money. See, that's the problem with today's world. We monetize everything.
No.
We monetize, I beg your pardon, everything. We cannot always attach giving to money. I can give up my time, my
affection,
space,
companionship.
My
affection.
But how many
my
people
ears?
Want that? People actually need money more than you.
My dear, I'm sorry. There are things that money cannot get you.
Mm-mm.
A good ear, a good head on your shoulder, friendship
support.
When you need it most, people who look out for you. Money cannot get you that.
That's true.
Because money can only get you people who are just backside kissers.
Money helps though.
Yeah. But you see, this is the problem. You see the problem. You're still saying, but money helps.
Me and
there
you,
are people
you
who are in hospitals. You see them, you cannot help them. Because,
Cyprus,
look, you have millions and millions. No,
tight.
No, no. You have money, millions and millions of naira. You're lying on that hospital bed. The doctors cannot help you. Your money cannot help you.
Mm.
Do you know who helps you?
What?
The people who sit around you.
True that.
To hold your hand.
I'm sure you now know that there are even some persons that will give you money and not show up. Like
exactly.
Take the money. You don't like, you now feel like, I wish you were actually just here.
Exactly.
Oh,
time.
You're so sweet.
Time. I want to hold your hand. I want to be your friend. I don't want your money. Your money can go to the lagoon. You can jump into the lagoon and pick the money. Nancy, I see your face.
Yeah, no, you know what's up. That's what's up.
Let's take one more call and then read some messages and wrap this segment up because we have to go. One more call. Hello, what's up, Lagos? All right, we're just going to read messages. I don't think we can take any more calls right now.
All right, this one says... Anonymous says, the worst are those who refuse to take no for an answer. No matter how many times you say you don't have money or unable to help them, they bother you or rather guilt you until you say yes. I speak from experience. I have an irritating brother too.
I'm so sorry. Peace and love to you that have these brothers because my brother is sweet.
Aww. Patrick from Ogba says, the wise one can never be wise all the time. Sometimes he falls into stupidity. We are never too smart in giving. Giving is not supposed to have limits, so everyone can be in this. When it calls for you to give, give.
Okay, Patrick.
I like that submission.
What's the wisdom? And, on that note, guys, I want to leave you with some great, good music.
Mm-hmm.
And when we come back on the other side, we will continue the conversation. Now, on the other side, I want to talk about unholy relationships.
Hey,
side chicks. Mm. Gigolos.
Mm. Miriam, you came to break tables.
All the people
morning,
that have been
right?
taking people, husband, girlfriend, boyfriend. I know people that say that, you know, a guy is single until I see a band on his hand. In fact, some people say the band on his finger makes him more attractive.
Chai.
I'm going to talk about you after this break. Okay, it's 5 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. It's still What's Up Lagos, and we are live. Yes, I did promise you after the break that we were going to be shattering, not breaking, just shattering everything.
Throw the whole table away.
Welcome to the show. I'm Mary Anacle, 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is the show that makes sure that your mid-morning is spicy, very spicy. So we leave that, you know, that aftertaste in your mouth. You know, that's what we do. That's what we do.
Everything's stew, right?
Jollof.
Yes.
Jollof.
Yes, yes, yes. And so I want to talk about unholy relationships. This is what we want to talk about today. And I know, this is going to make a lot of people uneasy, but it's today, you have to be uneasy. Yeah. If you are in an unholy relationship, then you have a problem.
Something. What do you
want
to say? I want
what?
To say something. Because now that I stay in an unholy relationship now, just hit the nail on the head. No, it's going to mean you don't talk about it.
Did I say that? That's what I said.
Because many people will be saying, is my relationship?
Better. Should we be worried?
No need.
First, why are you allowing your fellas to be worried?
Why are you worried? Okay, guys, sincerely, let's talk about unholy relationships. The karma that comes, the aftermath
the
of these
unholy.
Because you see, the truth is, the world is circular, whether we like it or not. Whatever goes around always finds a way to come around. The reason why I'm bringing this conversation to bear is because of something that a young lady posted on social media last week. I'll read it out. She said, it's a very funny one. She said, so I've been dating this married man for like 7 years now. And he's more of a sugar daddy. He saw me through university. I never lacked anything while I was in school. He has three children on the line. His first son is 2 years older than I am. His wife has no idea about this relationship till now. Now, she goes further to say, after I finished uni, he didn't want me to work in any establishment. So he opened a big restaurant for me in Lagos, Lekki precisely. I have been managing the restaurant for a few years now, and I'm making lots of cash from it. I have workers under me because, you know, I'm CEO, she brags. Now, she goes ahead to say, one day I told him I want to start my own family. I want to get married, and I'm not getting any younger. Now, last month made me 28 years. But he refused and said he can't let me marry anyone, that I'm all his. He gave me three conditions. One, to marry him and become his second wife. Two, to become his baby mama. Three, to marry his first son. Bang, 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 bang. Okay.
It doesn't stop there.
Number three.
I told him I can't become his second wife. Neither do I want to be his baby mama, because I would love to flaunt my own man.
Okay.
I considered marrying his son because the guy is so handsome.
What?
Just like his father, she said. But the thing is, man doesn't want to take his eyes off me. He still is asking for fellowship, you know. Even if I'm seeing his son too, he says he doesn't want me out of his life nor out of his family. I don't know what to do right now because this man is the reason why I've gotten this far in life. I don't know if I should go ahead and marry his son, knowing fully well that he might want to continue having his way with me. And she's saying, what do I do? Now, there's a funny person that replied to her and said, when you started it, were we dear? Was I dear? Why have you asked me now to help you? But on a serious note,
help me to close my mouth.
But on a serious note, this is a Lagos talk. Don't forget, she has a big restaurant in Lekki.
She's the CEO.
And I might have eaten the
It's not your problem. It's not your problem. It's a business. It's a business. We're not here to trash the business,
are
we?
Eating at the Confute CEO's restaurant.
So, why do people go into unholy relationships? Because, like I said, nothing goes for nothing. Nothing goes for nothing. You give, you know, my friend, Eno, she's the presenter of Morning Crossfire in Nigerian Football Tackle. She will say, there are service providers and there are service providers. You know what I mean? Oh, these people are providing a service.
I'm still
because
in shock.
They get paid. You're still in shock.
It's happening
every day. It happens every day. I was in an Uber, was coming to work today, and my Uber driver kept saying that these young ladies have destroyed the persona of every other young lady in Lagos. Mm. That people look at you with the same eye. And if you say no, it looks like, what do you have that we all these other ones don't have? I've seen better girls that are finer than you. I've had people tell me that. Fine, you know, fine. Was sponsoring your pride?
Somebody told you fine.
Yes,
you know,
because.
Is the person blind?
Because I did not want to call him Zadi. So again, why do we have these unholy relationships? It's one thing to blame the girls for being in it. But what about the guys who allow for it to happen? Okay, let's not just stop there. There are married women who say they're very happily married. They post about their husbands and their kids on social media.
Oh my God,
my best friend. But you are taking... What are you doing with that young boy every other weekend?
I don't think I've ever been this speechless in my entire life.
Let's have this conversation. I want us to have this talk.
Whoa.
We have to have this talk.
I'm still on the part where he says, marry my son and we'll continue to have fellowship after you've married my son.
Jeez.
Isn't there a name for that, right?
Yeah.
It's sacrilege.
I don't know. It's insect. It's incest. Yeah, I'm just joking.
I know. We know.
It's
we are used to you.
I don't know. No, incest is when you're having relations.
So with your brother,
with
your sister.
Sibling. Yeah. It's not incest. It's just sacrilegious.
It's sacrilege. It's an abomination.
It's preposterous.
In what culture would that
word,
even be permitted? Father and son, and you fellowshipping?
We both of there at the same time.
And you'll be okay with that.
And like, the same venue, by the way.
Psychologically, that is not even right.
Are you sure that man is the one that fathered that
Should
child?
We not consider... Let's, I want everybody to think about everything, but the fact that she's considering it, the fact that she's 28 and she does not have the faculties, her faculties together to say, this is time to cut loose and run.
Which was even with a married man for 7 years. Please, how many years is his marriage, Joe? 7 years.
There you go.
And he has a son that's 2 years older than her.
And you've been with him 7 years. And now you decide you want to go and have your own home.
Hey.
God is merciful.
Why do we have unholy relationships? Why do we encourage these unholy relationships? Because it looks like society is okay with it. I have a friend who used to work in a bank, a very big bank, an international bank. And she'd tell me a story of a man who brought at the time, a 16-year-old girl to open a bank account for her in all of the...
16?
Yes.
She's a minor.
Yes, she came with her mother and the Aladi. And opened in all the foreign currencies, in pounds, in USD, and in euros. He wanted her to go to school abroad, obviously, and I think he just started dating her.
Dating a 16-year-old girl.
I don't have water in my mouth. 16. She's a bank teller, and she's looking, but you have no right to judge anybody. She's a customer.
Yeah,
a customer.
Well,
but then the accounts are opened in her name, so all of these, she's the signatory to that account, so it's her account. It's not her account, you know, that mummy is in charge of, or daddy's in charge of.
Mm-hmm.
It's her account.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward 1 year later, she's in the abroad. Let me not call the place, in the abroad.
Mm-hmm.
And then she comes home for a holiday. She comes with this very hunky, fine young boy and comes to withdraw some money. And she's like, oh, I remember this girl. Mm-hmm. Okay. Fast forward again, another year later, the man comes to the bank very angry, wants to shut down all the accounts.
Entire thing, close the whole thing,
and she says to him, I'm sorry, she's an adult. This account belongs to an adult and she's the only signatory to this account. She's the only person who's capable of shutting down this account. That's because she cut loose and ran away with a younger boy.
Marianne, but trusting this is your story,
no,
right?
No, sorry, hold on. I'm getting somewhere. I wasn't even interested in all that she said. I was interested in the fact that her mother came with her and the so-called man.
I was going there
to open this account. So our parents, community, we're no longer frowning at these things. We're beginning to welcome it because money comes with it.
That's where I was going.
It's poverty.
The homes that we come from has a lot to do with our makeup. It contributes to the kind of person we become. When your parents begin to tolerate nonsense, you feel like you have the opportunity to do whatever you want to do. You can do, you can say whatever you want to say. You can behave however you want to be. In fact, you don't know how to behave anymore. The homes we're coming from, I'm going to say it, I blame the homes we're coming from. If you have that upbringing, children do sway. Children do come from very good homes and turn out to be something
else. This is
what
my friends and Ngoso will say.
Yeah.
Don't swerve. You know, they swerve.
Children sway.
I have a story to share with
but
you.
But it's still, like Uncle Jimmy Disu was saying this morning on the show, he was talking about the Nigerian musician that has, in my opinion, he's beginning to lose it gradually. Where are the elders in his community? Where are his family members? Who is speaking to him? Who are his friends? Who is calling him to order? I really do believe that these things that are happening now, we are people that it takes a community to make a person. When you're involved in relationships that you know that they are unholy, ungodly, illicit, who is speaking to you? Or do you have friends that advise you and you be like, they are jealous? Because sometimes we're like, because you're jealous of me, because he bought me a car and you're jealous.
They'll say, Tieda, Where's your own?
Let me tell you this story. You just talk about family and how family makes up. So there was one time when I was much, much younger. That was like in 2013. I was doing my diploma. And so my mom had like a very booming restaurant. Then I know different kind of men will come to this restaurant. Yeah. Sometimes they will come and they will just declare drinks for everybody. My daddy will just say, this man, you've never been here before, but I know why you're here. Welcome. So one day, one man was always coming and he'll just be telling me, fine girl, this time I come here, your leg always very neat. You remind me of one of my girlfriends. And I was like, who is this man? So one day, he now asked me for my number. I said, my phone is bad. And truly, my phone, he overheard me talking with my elder brother, my phone is bad. Yeah. You know, I said, my brother, I'm like, what's your phone? Fine girl, like, you don't have a phone. He went and got me a phone, no. And I showed my dad. I said, daddy, this man that is always coming here bought me. For that, I know what he wants to do, but I'll put him to shame. Collect the phone. But you know, I said, thank you very much, sir. You bought my daughter a phone. I was telling her, she came to me, she was saying, this man bought me for what does he want? I said, he doesn't want anything from me, like a father to you. So that I know what he wants, but he will not get it. He was trying to tell the man, I said, he's a father to you. And then when the man was going, he called him and told the man something. He said, me and you, we are the same age, mate. Hope you know. We are almost the same. Old man like you. You'd not see anybody in this street as my child. Eh?
No,
thank you very much. He now said, thank you very much for the phone. I will tell your wife to thank her.
No, my advice is do unto others what you want, you know, to be done to you. And it goes both ways. So the guys, if you're in a relationship and you're cheating on your partner, would you want your partner to cheat on you too? And if you're a lady, you are involved in a relationship with somebody that you know has a wife and kids, when you get to that stage in life, how would you feel when you know your husband?
I don't think we're talking about cheating here. I'm talking about unholy relationships.
Yeah. If you're in a relationship with somebody
or not,
and you know that relationship is unholy, you're in a stable relationship with somebody, and when you begin a relationship, you expect it to be stable, isn't it?
Anything that makes you leave the relationship to go and do the unholy relationship.
Yes.
Is it still stable?
Point is, when you begin the relationship, it's stable. When you begin to stray,
when you swerve
to the left, that's when the problem begins.
The thing you mentioned something about family, the mother of the girl, the story that you shared. That's why I had to bring my seat. The thing is, I really don't want to say poverty is what makes parents support.
It contributes.
But it does.
I don't want to say poverty.
I know where she's coming from. I know. I like what Fete is about to say.
It does.
Poverty should not be a reason for
it
you to lose
be.
Your values.
It shouldn't be.
No, what I'm saying is, it contributes.
No, you were a useless person from the get-go.
Don't use that as an excuse.
Marianne, see. Do not use that as an excuse, but it is the foundation of why some people...
Okay, let me shock you. I think I've said this on the show before. I had twins in my class who hustled all through uni. Why? Because they sold. They could have decided to do, you know... And paid their fees. But they decided, they chose to make their money. Like you made money when you were in school. Why didn't you do the high-flying and go for parties that they will give you thanks for coming?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. It's a choice.
Thanks for coming?
Poverty is an excuse. It is a choice that you make to... you decide to cover your children, do whatever it takes to protect them.
Absolutely.
Instead of hawking them as a means to an end. This is the problem. So I'm asking again... why do we encourage unholy relationships? Why are they happening more today? Why do we have more small girls with big gods today? Why do we have more baby girls today living the jet set life? I'm not kicking you. You can live the jet set life.
Social media too is a problem.
Why are we having this grow in leaps and bounds and nobody's literally frowning at it anymore? It's more like, well, it's bringing us money. Our families should be comfortable.
It means to an end.
Did you all see that thing on social media? The girl that rented a phone pack for 15,000 naira in Enugu. Did you guys see that? She rented like an iPhone pack. She rented an iPhone pack and paid 15,000 naira for an empty phone pack.
To do what?
To take pictures and post on social media to say to her friends her boyfriend bought her a phone.
Wow.
And she puts a note by the side that says, inside this phone, as pictures of some cars, choose whichever you want.
Jeez.
Now, she forgets the notes in the pack and returns it to the guy she, you know, borrows it from and pays, right? And the guy posts it on social media. See, that pressure of saying, my boyfriend bought me this, my boyfriend, you just want to pose.
See, fancy is a choice.
It's a choice. We want to hear from you, Lagos. I read a story of a young lady who's been given three options: be a baby mama, marry a second wife, or marry her sugar daddy's son. Why do we have these unholy relationships? I want to hear from you. 21 minutes gone past 11 o'clock and it's still What's Up Lagos. So we are the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station. 0700-993-993-993 and 0701-4657-190. You can also join us on WhatsApp and on Twitter at NigeriaInfo99.3. Join the conversation. Hello, What's Up Lagos?
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. What's the passcode, sir?
What's up, Lagos?
Yay! Yeah. Two life.
You know that for a lady, hunger plays a big role.
Is it hunger?
Yes. It's still the poverty we're talking about.
It's poverty.
Hunger plays a big role. And I always tell people this, even at the point of death, you have option in life. Either you say yes, you die. No, you die. You know, it comes in play. But for that lady, she said in her story, she has made it. No matter how is that man, she has the option to walk away and face the consequences in the front.
But you know the consequences are big. You know the consequences are big. She's going to lose the business, lose literally everything. He'll strip her of everything.
Listen, she's not a grown-up adult. She's doing business, which I believe she has some savings. Except she's dumb. She's spending the money the way
half the time they are.
So now you can say, you said you want your family. You could walk away with the little one you have and the side boy you're seeing at the corner. If the boy knows or he does not know that you had somebody sponsoring you before, because the side boy will have another side chick and he believes in.
True that.
Okay.
So that choice is for her to decide what she wants to do. But for the man, I wouldn't call him a big name, but I'll call him a jester. And you know what that means.
Okay.
You want your son to marry the girl, at the other side, you'll be riding the horse.
All right.
You look at your son.
All right. Thank you very much for your thoughts. It's 60 seconds for every call, so please let's respect that timing. Go straight to the point and share your thoughts with us. Hello, what's up, Lagos? Hello. All right, we'll call us back if you can. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. What's the passcode, sir?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Go ahead.
I'm actually driving, but I have to quickly contribute. If I have exhausted a large chunk of money, training you for seven. I'm not judging now. I'm just being fundamental. Training you for 7 years, investing in you. Madam, you guys do second wife or make you bump a cake for me. Let's not be judgmental now. Considering the volume of money that has gone in for 7 straight years.
Okay, I will ask you to put the money. Did anybody put a gun to your head?
No. For you to have considered taking it. Seven years.
And you had a wife on the side.
And how do you think your wife and children will feel about this?
Basically, for me to have dated somebody for 7 years, I'll be polygamous in nature. Definitely. For me to have sight.
But I kind of like his submission, though.
I'm trying to put myself in the man's shoes. I know myself. I'm quite polygamous. So I have to actually accept it. And that's a certain level of love and deep affection. So train somebody for 7 years. Because it's not a matter of maybe in the down once or twice. You have already had that several times. But there's a good affection that made you sustain her for 7 good years. So letting her go is like letting a part of yourself go. So that's just the bitter truth there.
Interesting. Thank you very much for calling.
With his full chest.
No, but he made it clear that he is polygamous in nature. So here's the thing.
So I always like to
shred these things apart. You're polygamous in nature. Why did you not take her as a wife immediately? If you're polygamous in nature, if you didn't think it was a crime,
she was in school.
No, it doesn't matter. Guys, let me land. Take her to your wife and say, "I found the babe. She's going to be the second wife, but I want her to go to school. When she's done, we now go and do the
That's
wedding
what
party.
This guy do.
No, yeah, I'm responding to him. If it was not a crime, if it was not a hush hush under G, why did you not tell him? Take her to your wife and go to her family and say this is I want her.
Because your wife already knows that you are polygamous in nature.
Exactly. But then you hid it because she said in that message that his wife has no clue. So they have to be really good.
What do you mean by invested?
They have to be like James Bond 007 good.
He said he invested in her. He said, is he a business transaction?
We will be back after the break. It's still It's still WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Mary Anacol, and we're talking on holy relationships. Have you been in one? Feel free to tell us about it. Were you able to get out of it? Did it yield anything good for you? And if you know people who have been in one and it didn't end up so great, would you like to share with us? We'll be right back after this break.
Stop! My people, not let grass grow under your Lego. Go get your glow sim today. Dial star 777 hash to buy and enjoy 10 times airtime bonus plus up to double data. Also, get free 20,000 naira bonus when you link your NIN to your glow line. Offer day for both new and existing subscribers there.
Glow Unlimited.
Welcome back to your number one talk, news, and sports station.
I can tell that you really, really like this spot. That you mock me, and the life for the box. The life for the box. I know my life is tough. I know my life is tough. And the way that I move is not, is not, is not. I know my life is tough. I know my life is tough. And the way that I move is not, is not, is not. Take away. I give her one that you wanna stay. Yeah. And if I give you loud, you go elevate. Yeah. Oh, yeah, medicate. Oh, yeah, see me, yo. Tell me that you see me positive, yo. Yeah. And then she say she wanna give me, yo. If I give you one more, you go give me, yo. Give me. Yeah. 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 And I be sorry for my mother way. Let me show your fun, mother, for away. Yeah. Who's your daddy? Came to the bed, but you left in the garden. You left in the sleeping on the stage.
It's time to tell the truth. Why do we have these unholy relationships? It's an unspoken thing. It's like everybody's doing it. So why do you say something? And if you don't say anything, or if you condone it, it means that you have. So there's a likelihood that you might just entertain it. You might be open to it if it's presented on a platter for you. You know, so there are daddies and there are daddies. You know,
and there's daddies.
And you know, and we provide services on different levels.
That's why YC is coming to say, who's
your daddy? No, but sincerely, we're asking, why have these unholy relationships continued to grow in this part of the world? Some people have made a case that, oh, maybe it's poverty and hunger that plays a role. But I ask a question. Should you lose your values? Should you lose your personality? Should you lose the background and all of the, you know, when people want to insult you when we were younger, they'll say, you don't have good upbringing. You don't have good
home training.
You know, do you have to lose all of that because you're hungry, because you want to get bread, because you want to leave the jet set life, be on a yacht in Dubai shaking the
So now, having a sugar daddy is like, I'm saying it the way it is. It's like an urgent 2K kind of business. That's where you get your own urgent 2K.
It almost looks like if you don't have one, then you can't live a better life.
See, for me.
So are these people one way or the other helping the economy of the girls?
Functioning. When it comes to sociological theories, they'll say it's a functional
thing. But let's look at the other side of it. Is this another thing that's not allowing our youngsters to think outside the box, to make something of themselves? Let's flip the coin. We also have gigolos.
Sure, now.
We also have Yahoo boys who nobody wants to work hard. Nobody wants to, nobody wants to do anything serious anymore. We just want cash. Quick cash. So what's broke in society that has made these things become so obvious, so seamless? Nobody really frowns at it anymore. I remember when somebody, you know, when you're an on-air person, you have all kinds of stalkers. I was reminding my former boss, Tommy, some time ago that, remember how I used to have so many crazy stalkers? I had one bring a super big car. I'm not going to call the name of the car.
You're a pretty girl.
And I beg leave matter. and packed it in front of AIM in Port Harcourt. I said, I need you to. And I said to him, no, thank you. My father knows how much I earn.
A car.
Excuse me, I'm going somewhere.
Like,
I say, my parents know how much I earn. And I don't understand. Even if in 2 years I can't afford to buy this car, no matter how much I save to buy this car.
This is
home training.
You have to be assertive. You have to be, look, there are temptations everywhere.
It's home training.
And I said to him, excuse me, sir. What am I supposed to tell my parents that I do? That gives me this money to buy this car. Because at the time, if you drive this car, you either had to be a politician, you have to be hitting the big deals to be able to drive that car. And you're giving it to me because you're trying to get me to be your sugar baby or your side piece.
Let me tell you why you didn't do it. It's because you had personal values. It's not home training. She has every lie in the world to tell her parents.
Where did she learn this?
She can say, I got promoted.
You?
My boss says I'm very, very intelligent.
I interview somebody big and they dash me the car.
Where did she learn those values?
Let me tell you something.
Where did she learn those values? The thing is,
Yoruba has this adage. You say, "Tomba," I will translate. I'm not Yoruba girl. Please permit me. Or should I just keep?
Say it in English.
If they train you, you have to train yourself. Do you know that there's some person that didn't even get good training? But they have.
And they turn out to be better persons.
They turn out very, very good.
It's a choice. It's a choice you make.
See, let me tell you my own submission on this thing. Yes, of course, I've gotten advances from married men and stuff. And so one time we were having this conversation. I and my friend is a guy. And he was telling me how I shouldn't judge people that. I said, no, I don't want. Even though I feel like judging, I don't want to judge.
You feel like judging?
Yeah, I want to, but I don't want to because I'm mean. I believe anybody. In something that says you shouldn't judge people. So I won't judge.
Yeah.
But you know that every time. I told him the reason why I won't date a married person is because every time a married man tells me, I want to take care of you, I love you, can I, do you know what comes to my mind? I feel very small. I feel very insignificant. My pride is too big. I'm like, wait, you saw your wife, wanted to wife her, then you see me, but I'm only good for a side piece. If I'm serious, that's how I feel.
One call double for you, baby.
Why is it that I only deserve, the only thing I'm worth is being a side girl, someone that you cannot show to the public. Your wife can't know. If
honey,
mad
you're
me.
Saying it nicely. You're his entertainment.
Marianne, if a married man wants to mad me that I love you, why leave your wife? Marry me. But of course, if a man leaves his wife for you, of course, he's going to leave you for somebody else.
Oh, who? They say
so,
my place.
I mean, at the end of the day,
the that they use
sense.
To flog the first wife is under the bed. They will bring it out one. Again.
So, I mean.
All right, Lagos, it's time for you to join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. Why is it that we are now allowing for these unholy relationships to take priority? In fact, we no longer frown at them. We no longer question them. Is it because it's helping the economy of families?
Yes,
is it because it's helping the economy
lifestyle.
Of the girls?
Mm.
Is it because society has totally lost it?
It's because they choose to.
What's with the fast life and no longer looking or prioritizing societal values, family values, even personal values? I want to hear from you. Join the conversation. And we are live also on Facebook. We're live on YouTube. Join the conversation. You can drop a message on YouTube. You can drop a message on Twitter, on Facebook. Why are unholy relationships the order of the day? Let's not even start with Lagos. So we have so many baby girls in Lagos. Hello, what's up, Lagos? Ah, we lost that call. Hello, what's up, Lagos? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Please turn off your radio.
Good afternoon. Sorry, I've done that.
Yeah, what's the passcode? Quickly, go ahead.
What's up, Lego?
What's up? Oh, yeah. All right, you need to turn off your phone and call us back, all right? Mm-hmm. It's very easy for you to just turn off your radio, rather, and then, you know, make the call. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Yeah, hello, good morning.
Good morning. Give us the passcode.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? And that's dry, but go ahead.
Hi, Lagos.
It's what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Exactly. Give us the energy.
Yeah. Okay. Please, can I stay anonymous?
Yes, of course.
Okay, good. So, I think, if I remember, the question is about this unwholesome relationship.
Yes, and we read a story about a girl who dated this man for 7 years, and now the man says it's either he's going to marry her second wife or
she marries his son.
Baby mama or marries the son.
His baby mama. Yeah.
Okay, straight away, if I was advising the girl, I would tell her to walk away if she can. But just to say more to it, I think it's just, there are people, I don't want to say give this answer, but it's just what it is. But it's also wider than that. It's poverty. But there's a way some people accept their poverty as the ceiling, that they can't go beyond it. So, in place of Lagos where I stay now, where my mom stays, where I'm just staying for a while, I'm observing the young ladies there. There's a way that if you're a guy and you have money to spend, it's almost groomed into them that you can have your way.
But is that not subtle, for want of a better word, prostitution?
It's what it is, but nobody calls it that.
No, they don't call it, they call it baby girl lifestyle.
Nobody ever calls it that. Nobody ever calls it that.
Let me now. Oh, sorry. We're still.
I'm listening, please.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
You can go ahead.
Nobody ever calls it that because somehow the parents and people who should sort of provide some kind of guidance benefit from it.
And thank you. He just made my point easy because I asked the question when we started. Is this because the money that comes, the proceeds from these unholy relationships, better the lot of the family
they
members?
They wouldn't appreciate that.
And where does the... I want to come with another angle. Where do you as a parent have the right now? Because how does your parenting work? How do you even speak to that child? Because you know what? They feed you. One way or the other.
I'm telling you.
It's their money that's making you able to live.
To chill.
So if they're subtly engaging in service rendering, which could be called prostitution, and they are... I mean, the car that she's driving and the car you may be also driving, or they take you to hospital and drive you to the market. Where's the mount that you used to talk to her or him? Or I mean, same for the guys who are gigolos or the Yahoo boys. Because I even heard that there's an association of Yahoo boys mums.
What?
You ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
What?
You ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
Marianne, you know, I'm going to say this real quick. Like I had said earlier, as parents, we have a vital role to play in the lives of our children.
Definitely.
I'm an only child. My mother would always tell me, do not even begin to think that I would excuse any nonsense from you because you think you're the only child. And she made it so sound in my ears like every day until I realized that I do not have...
There's
no room for mess ups. She could have said, oh, because this is my only child, I should allow her to be however she wants to be, behave anyhow she wants to behave. But she had to sound it in my head that you must turn out well. I'm not saying I'm a perfect
person. What part of Pahaka did you grow up in? Huh? Don't say town.
No, I didn't grow up in town. She had to make sure.
We have messages on WhatsApp. Let's go.
This one says, I don't really have anything to say because I just looked at Marianne's Instagram handle and she's so beautiful. My God. I had to download her pictures and use them as my WhatsApp.
Download
her pictures.
Stalker alert. But thank you.
This one says, it's simply the quest of wanting to bam bam and chill
with the big boys.
And after you begin to run kitty kitty, they run kata kata. Muyidin,
thank you so much. Thank you so much.
And then this one says, what's up, Lagos? Do you guys realize that no one guy can take care of this girl anymore? She wouldn't be contented with anything anyone does for her. No matter how big,
despite
her desire to start her own family, she will still want to do things free of charge.
No, that's true. FOC, I mean, that is something that has to be considered. Because you see, once your eyes have been opened to a certain lifestyle, it's very difficult to adapt to another kind of lifestyle.
I'm still on the association of Yahoo Boy's mom, like for real.
Oh, lots of things are happening.
Guess what? Fred says, prostitution and tend to sound a ban harsh and hook up seem to be more preferred nowadays.
My Uber driver this morning said that everybody now does hookups. He said that many girls enter his Uber and then when they get to where they're going, they say, I don't have money, I just have 1K. Can we just hook up?
What's hook up?
Ask me. I'm the one that said it.
What is hook up?
Exactly. So I really wonder to myself, how do we grow as the future of this country? How do we grow these children? Because these are the people that we're going to leave this country to. These parents don't even realize.
And their moms are having an association.
The damage that's being done to the future of Nigeria. We're talking about our leaders and we're complaining that, oh, these politicians are bad. Excuse me, did they drop from the moon? They're part of society. So we're dealing with our leaders on one hand. We're dealing with bad parenting on the other.
Absolutely.
Where do we even go? Where do we even go from here? It's crazy. Anyway, we're still taking your thoughts and your comments. Join the conversation 0700-993-993-993. To WhatsApp Lagos. Hello, WhatsApp Lagos.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Yes, live. Good morning.
Sorry, please. I will not take much of your time. This is Malik speaking.
Okay. Go ahead, Malik.
Let me say this to you. Friends don't spoil friends. You choose what you do in life.
God bless you.
Nobody spoils you.
Yeah.
Then, you remember when you were talking about poverty?
Mm-hmm.
There are some people that are so poor to a fault that sometimes the lady has no excuse. Sometimes your parent is ill. I'm not supporting that too. Don't get me wrong.
Mm.
Your parent is ill. You need help. One man will come and help you and demand for something from you. Your mother will tell you, without this, your father will die. Your mother will die.
Hmm.
You have no choice.
My mother will not tell me that. I'm sorry.
No, a lot happens. A lot, you say a lot. Sometimes the parents push the girls to do that.
Some families, yeah. Some families.
Sometimes they push the male to go and feel.
Yeah, some families.
Sometimes. A lot happens.
Yeah.
But most is greed.
Greed.
Once you're greedy, you fall victim to a lot of things.
Mm.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Thank you for calling. Very interesting point. Greed.
Yeah.
Circumstantial, you know, sometimes you fall
poverty.
Because if you're really poor and then your dad is sick, take for example, one of the biggest killers is cancer. And if you walked into a cancer center and if you've ever had a family member who has cancer, you understand that it's not, you need money. If you don't have money, you just wait to die, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Because even the NGOs that are there that want to support you, there's so many people lined up to get those grants.
Yeah.
It's difficult. I know where he's coming from, but the onus is on the parents to make sure that you brought these children to, I mean, even if they're not so young, they're now adults, there are better ways of going. Is it not better to borrow than to introduce your child into a lifestyle that he or she might regret at the end of the day?
True.
Although the girls will tell me that I'm in my Range Rover, I'm in my Mercedes, like, I don't regret anything. You're the one who's broke, darling.
Social media.
And you're a hater.
Social media.
But we're talking on holy relationships, so we want to take more of your thoughts before we go to social media and take the remaining of your messages. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Cheers to life. What's
good
your name?
Morning.
Where are you calling from?
Good morning. How is everybody?
We're great. We thank God.
Yeah, okay. I think I want to be anonymous.
Okay.
Yeah, regard the issue you're talking about, let me just give two or three instances. One, I have a car. I'm an ELN driver anyway.
Okay.
I have a car. So at a point, I had an issue with my car. So I went out and one of my friends gave me his car to go somewhere. I needed to go pick up someone anyway. So he gave me his car. It was an SUV.
Hmm.
So I brought it home. If you knew the drama my mom acted at home.
See, you don't a thief, Abby. You don't a thief.
Now, join them robbery now.
You don't a thief.
I'm reporting you to police now. Where is this? Where did you get this car from? Where? Oh, God. I needed, my friend had to come to the house to identify himself. Now, telling a lot of ladies, you find out that this is not about poverty. You people say this is about poverty. It's about greed. This insatiable desires to be whom you are not. Thereby letting go genuine, even the guys that do Yahoo, it's not really ladies. The ladies use their bodies. The guys use both their hand and their body and they add rituals to it. It's this insatiable greed.
Well, thank you very much for calling. Unfortunately, your 60 seconds has elapsed. We want to quickly take thoughts on Facebook. Don't forget, we're live Facebook 99.3 Nigeria, and we are also live on YouTube. We want to take your thoughts on Facebook and on our WhatsApp portal. Let's read from you quickly and get to share your thoughts. But let me quickly go to WhatsApp while we get our Facebook messages. This one says, hello, pretty ladies. The number of men tuned to your station now because of you girls now over double. What's up, Lagos? He says, thank you very much.
Just
even though you didn't give us your name. This one says, greed and self-esteem. Do you know that there are guys and ladies that set a standard for themselves that they try to not go down below on? It takes them to a point of depression, an incredible, crazy self-esteem issue that makes them create a life or live a life that is not truly them. And they choose to be happy in that. And that's why you see the show, I'm not going to call the reality show, have a huge effect on youth. They see those characters as artificial personas of what they want to be. This is from Fred. He's talking about the very
social
famous
media.
The very famous reality show where you have young people in.
Yeah.
And he's saying people are creating that persona, a false persona, because they want to be something that they're not really
Absolutely.
You know, and I understand, because people just say, I want to be like this person. I used to have a friend, a young friend who was my colleague, and she would say she likes this person, one of the very famous influencers, and she used to be a journalist too. Oh, I like her. I want to be like her. And I say, can you do what she's done? Can you do what she's doing now? She doesn't say, no, you are just hating. You're just haters.
And by what
she does, it could be anything. Well,
you're just haters. People never want to know what your journey has been. They just want to see.
And this is why I blame social media. And that's why I blame some of our famous people. Show people your process.
Show them the journey.
Let people see how you got to point A, from point A to point B.
They just see the testimony.
Instead of just showing the $30 billion in your account. I mean, it's bigger than that.
How did you get there, though?
Exactly. Okay, here again, Patrick from Ogba says, she's gained a lot and should be ready to face reality. Through school days, she hasn't confused. What does that mean? I'm sure you mean she wasn't confused.
Okay.
Getting a shop at Lekki wasn't a confusion, but now the final bus stop is making her to like think that. Again.
She wasn't confused in 7 years. Now she's confused.
Patrick from Ogba. Let's quickly get messages from our YouTube and see if we can get some messages on our YouTube. All right. And also on our Facebook. Quickly. Let's see if we can get those messages. Another person here says, great work, Marianne. I'm proud of you and your colleagues. The issue you're talking about is all about morality issues. Let's answer you this. TFM and presentation, you can elaborate further.
What's TFM?
I have no idea what she means by TFM.
Okay.
Well, we're still taking your thoughts. This one says, what's up, Lagos? I clocked 40 years this past week.
Happy but
I'm still single. Happy birthday. 40 is the new, you know,
it's the new 20. Yeah.
My mom has been rejecting the ladies I've been bringing home because they aren't well-to-do, as in them no get better job or aren't from an affluent home.
What?
Tobilola, at this point, we cannot help you.
We're praying for you.
We can't help you. I don't know what the issue is, but Tobilola, we cannot help you. I think you need to also make up your mind on what you want as a person. Do we have another message quickly on WhatsApp?
We have this one coming from Chidera. Have you read that? Mm-hmm. It says, this is Chidera from Surulere. What's up, Lagos?
Chester,
it's quite sad that she's in such a situation. Her considering all these options shows that she believes she can't do without a man's money. It's a pity. We can easily advise her to leave, but it's not easy for her.
If she leaves, she loses everything. He strips her of everything he's ever given her. But wait, she went to school, right?
She did.
She didn't mention that.
No, she said he saw her through school.
He saw her through school and they've been dating for 7 years.
She can get a job.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
That's true.
But all through that school, was she really studying? I wonder where that noise is coming from. Was she really studying all through school? Was she studying or... what was she doing? Because that's the question.
I think the school went through her. She didn't go through school. The school went through her.
Anyway, that's the most we can take on this segment of the show. But I will not leave this show today without putting out like a message to us. And it's not just about, you know, the parents or friends and family of the people who are engaging in this. I'm just going to ask one question. What future are we leaving for these children, for these young ones? Because we're going to have our own kids. What kind of future are we for them? Are we also going to be saying to them that this is the way to go? If you don't hustle with your back to the ground or swindle somebody of their monies, you cannot live the champagne life. Is that what we're saying? Is that what we're putting out there in the universe for our youngsters? It's a question we need to ask ourselves. While it's all sweet and dandy for us to party and live that champagne life and fly private jets or, you know, fly first class on someone else's money and live the big life, what does the future hold? Because like this young lady, she's caught in the middle. She doesn't know what to do. So I mean, when you're engaging in these things, and I'm not trying to knock your hustle, if it works for you, go ahead. But think about the future and what it holds.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
All right, ladies. Though. Well, that's where we wrap things up on this side of the clock. It's been What's Up, Lagos. Yeah. I'm Mariana Cohn, Feta, Fancy Nancy. Hello, thank you, ladies. Lagos. Always a blessing to have you. And we're leaving you with this really nice song. But we're going to take a quick break and bring you some messages. And on the other side of the clock, we will play you something before the news. Don't forget, you can follow me on Instagram at M-I-M-I-E-Y. On Twitter, same thing, M-I-M-I-E-Y-O. And on every other platform, I'm Mary Ann Duke O'Conn. Have a beautiful Tuesday, because the day is just getting started.
That's right. It's legal.
take you to Lagos. I'll take you.